Williams, Washington DC.
Well, you're probably all wondering what I'm doing here. maybe we're still considered a colony, I don't know, or, you know, I'd say it was designed by a European. I mean, there are a couple of glib answers. I mean, President Kennedy said of Washington that Washington was a city of southern efficiency and northern charm. but I would say about my city, to characterize my city, if you think of cities, cities really just kind of happen, you know? And I would say it's a kind of because of, despite of thing. So if you think about Washington, D.C., and you answer because of, despite of. So for example, Washington, D.C. is a city it is because it's one of the most designed and planned cities of the world. So because it's one of the most planned and designed cities of the world, we enjoy, for example, unique among American cities, a building height limitation, which makes for a beautiful city. We enjoy, because we're a designed city and we have iterations of planning, one of the greatest public spaces in the world, the mall. We have more open space per capita than any other American city. And I would say despite of the fact that we're a planned and designed city. So for example, we have one of the largest tracts of extent, 60s urban renewal in the United States. It's actually been built out and completed. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's, you know, kind of despite of the fact that we are a very planned city, we've managed. And I say despite of, because yesterday we were talking about Gdansk and their commemorative memorial, and I was talking about my city, and we've really created over the centuries huge tracts of the city, which are really more like a mausoleum than anything else. They're these huge, massive, iconic symbols that are really detached from the life and breath of the vitality of the real city. So that's a kind of despite of. We're a great city because we're a very diverse city, and we have a rich history, unique among American cities, in the Civil War, and the Emancipation, Abraham Lincoln, and all of that. It's a glorious history. And we're the city we are despite of our history in the Civil War and civil rights, because we're a very divided city. Uniquely among American cities, we're probably one of the most divided American cities in North America in terms of rich and poor, in terms of educated and uneducated, that you'll find. So it's a very, very unique combination. It's that kind of uniqueness and that kind of coincidence that I think makes cities the kind of unique beings that they are, and certainly makes my city what it is.
Thank you very much.